Cousins, what's up? Welcome to the sessions. For those who don't know, I'm Shaquille, one of the hosts of Let's Be Clear. And the sessions will be a mini series in between seasons right now. So if you have not listened or watched season one, that can be found on YouTube at Official LBC Podcast. That will be the handle for Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Again, that's at Official LBC Podcast. And so while we are preparing for season two, the miniseries is just so that you can hear from us. You know, it will be individual based, so you will hear from me and Will. And just, it's kind of like our diary, kind of like our thoughts of what's going on right now, from random topics, trending topics, personal, kind of like what we give to the podcast, but just more individual based. And this is just a way for you guys to get to know us individually. But we will be returning season two. We haven't got the dates around that yet, but that will be coming soon. So, so welcome. This is going to be one of many. I would first just like to say, as I'm recording this, I'm not sure when you guys will hear this, but this has been, this is day one after elections. And I understand that people are devastated, honestly. I personally have an array of emotions right now. But the one that's really, really getting me is, you know, it's very familiar. You know, I felt this in 2016, and it's uncertainty. I would just like to kind of touch on a few things. Promise I won't take too long, but just some things that's on my mind right now. That I think would, hopefully some people can relate, but definitely just want to kind of just put it out there. I would just like to say to my people, Black people, Black Americans, proud of you. You know, we have been, our history run deep in this country. People barely understand us. We're not perfect. But I think one of the things that I hope that we gather from this election is that who's for us? How do people really feel about us? And I know it's a lot of people, other people were affected by this, right? So I'm not just not saying that we should get special treatment, you know, because sometimes we are our own worst enemy, right? And that's one thing that has to change. We can't spit those things out there. We have to stay united. But I hope this election shows who's for us. And we have to pour into ourselves. You know, it really has shown me. And you always know that, but when shit hits the fan, it hits the fan. Now we looking shitty, right? And so it's very important to kind of sit in that, understand that, but don't feel guilty. Know that we haven't done anything wrong. We always move right. But there are a lot of things that are in play that I feel like people should understand. And I always like to use this term, you know, is your light on? It's an old term, right? It's like a light bulb, is your light on? But I always like to use that now. Or I always say check your bulb, check to see if your light on. And certain things that happen or has happened, if your light didn't come on, check it. You got to full stop. You gotta understand. It's like a checkpoint. You know what I'm saying? To really understand, research, read, talk about it, ask about it. You know, get uncomfortable. Like, do whatever you do for that light to be on and stay on. And for me, I always feel like my light is on. And sometimes when it goes off, that's when I'm like confusing. That's kind of like my problem. It's too on. It's sometimes I feel like I'm a little too aware of certain things that I kind of overthink a little bit. But this election should have taught us something that we have to pour into ourselves. And I know that it comes with like a lot of hate, anger. It has radicalized us a lot, right? Like, I know I may not be the only one, but I'm like, Fuck them other folks. Fuck their Latino people. Fuck everybody. You know, you kind of don't want to feel like that, but you do. And that's okay. You know, because we have been the ones to lift every, we trying to lift ourselves up and everyone around us, because we deep down want to be on the side of righteousness. And whether you believe, I believe in God. I don't know if somebody listens down or not, but whatever your belief system is, for those who are new to me, you know, all is accepted. But at the end of the day, you move in a path of righteousness. And I feel like for the most part, that's that path of righteousness. You fall short, you go left, you go right sometimes, whatever. You keep going. That's the whole thing. You keep going. We're very resilient people. We've endured a lot, and we will get through this. So, you know, if anything this election has taught us is to know who's around you, know who's for you, pour into that. I'll add an extra tip. Know where your black dollars are going. You know what I'm saying? You know, some stuff you can't escape, but whatever you can not do, listen, I don't blame you. Don't do it. Me personally, I don't know if I'm about to be involved in Taco Tuesday and shit like that. Like, it's just very, very, I don't know. I just feel a way. But check your bulb. Make sure your bulb is on. I feel like for a lot of people, I felt it. Light bulbs just start popping on. And let me tell you, my bulb kind of exploded within like 3 weeks prior to the election. You know, the rhetoric of Trump got real dark. We already know he was foolish, but it got really, really dark. And whether he meant that or not, I knew that he was speaking to his supporters' racist hearts, because it's a lot that white supremacy is emboldened more than ever now, right? So we have to be cautious. We have to be aware. We have to protect ourselves. But right now, we still don't know what's going to happen, right? So, you know, moving forward, this will be a lesson well taught. This will be tough and a lot of things. But I just want to encourage everyone to lean into your support system, whoever that may be, friends, family, whatever, your safe space. Change your habits, start saving money, stop worried about looking flashy and stuff. I mean, I ain't in nobody's pockets, but still, you know, it's really time to buckle down. And last but not least, prayer warriors, we need you, Lord Jesus. Yes, we need you. Listen, I prayed, and you just gotta just keep going. But a few things that I want to talk about, because I don't want to make this too long, is that I might dive into a little bit of conspiracy. I follow politics. I'm not a political junkie, but I know enough to know what I see and kind of process it in a way that I hope that it could. I don't know. Maybe some people are aware, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Social media and online right now, just the whole thought of just social, just being online, it's becoming very, very blended with real life. And I think that a lot of people who spend a lot of time on social media needs to really like evaluate and use critical thinking when you're there. And even when you're using that critical thinking, take a moment to know, especially if you're, you know, the pages that you follow and your engagement with people. Me personally, I try not to comment or go back and forth. I might comment on a post overall, but not go back and forth with people in their opinions. And let me tell you why. Simply put, bots and AI. Bots and AI are rapidly advancing to a point where people are sometimes not understanding that they may be arguing with bots. You get riled up. You get in your emotions. Some people may piss you off. And this is heavily, heavily for like younger crowd, younger people. But I've seen older people, you know, people, my millennials do it as well. Sorry, I'm stuttering and shit. But yeah, bots, AI has been so advanced. So a thing that I always do before I do say something, because I'm not telling people not to respond or nothing, but you do what you want to do. Just be a little aware, you know, make sure your light on. I like to check and go through the page of who I'm responding before I respond. Because sometimes it's not warranted. And these bots have been in the way, whatever platform you're on, they are smart. They can respond based on your response. They can, you know, you got to think about it. This shit is smart now. Like, they probably know you black, know you a male, know you, know what you like whatever, and response based on your response in a very unhinged way or a very cynical way. And, you know, I've seen people respond and I'm like, damn, they don't know they arguing with a bot. I've been a victim of that. I've responded to somebody and I'm like, damn, I'm arguing with a bot. I done got riled up. And I say all of that to say, this has been going on for so long that I don't think people are unaware. It's a form of propaganda. It's a form of psychological warfare. Again, I am dipping a little bit in conspiracy, but again, when these are things that are happening that are clearly there, right? And so I say that to say, you put that with disinformation in the media, you do that and you spit that out to certain demographics that are not too keen on politics, who are often distracted by other things that are not important. You have a lot of fear in this propaganda, and a lot of misinformation. And I feel like that play a key role. And also, too, how we consume news, right? You got to think about it, because we get our news primarily. A lot of people don't watch news. They get it from headlines and articles and blogs and social media. So it's like we have to be so much more diligent and use our brains, make sure they check their bulb and make sure they're light on, and then use our critical thinking to really say, is this true? How do I feel about this? Listen, I'm a person that's always researching. Like, I will go to a couple of sources to make sure these sources say pretty much the same thing or on topic to validate a truth or what they're actually trying to say versus what a headline say. And I know that's like work, but get into the habit of that, because I really do feel like that has happened to, honestly, the Latino people, you know, amongst other things, you know, that immigrants and everything, like these white supremacy, if you're not white, and in Trump's case, white rich man, they're at the forefront. They're at the forefront of benefiting everything. So, and another thing too, you know, the immigrant, whether illegal or not, is to them a problem simply because in America, white people have primarily been the majority of population, right? When you get all of these immigrants coming in, white people don't like to feel threatened. It's that white supremacy, like I said, is emboldened. So you got a formula and a concoction. You mix all that shit together, it's a disaster. It is. And then you think about Trump, who he has on his team. These oligarchs, Elon. How does people go from not liking Trump to now liking him? Elon is, you know, allegedly and supposedly and has close ties with Putin. And so I've been seeing a lot of Russian propaganda in the timeline, right? If you research enough, you know, people have said things like in the past about our democracy, which is, quote unquote, the great experiment, is that when people, the democracy will end itself. You know, American people will fall from within. It only takes someone from the outside to do a little something, or take a person like Trump, who's a malignant narcissist. Not only that, has been campaigning for his damn life, because if he did not win, he was going to jail. So this man has been saying any and everything, whether it has been true or not, spoke to these people racist hearts, talked to what they want to hear about the economy. Meanwhile, he's in office. Again, it's uncertain, but we are about to see what he's about to do. And for the most part, most of us have kind of already said with this, and one thing he's not playing about is this immigration, these tariffs as far as the economy, and the Department of Education. That's like top tier. If you haven't looked at Project 25, there's plenty, it's long, but there's a lot of outlines about it. Whether you believe it or not, you know, the first three things that Trump has already said in the first 48 hours of his elect is that's you know, they laying out the first 100 days already. So this is very real. As far as like, you know, taking away the healthcare with pre-existing conditions and everything else and LGBTQ rights, all of these things are elderly, Medicare, Social Security, all this stuff. Like, and then appointing Robert F. Kennedy, who want to take away vaccines. Like, this shit is so much. So, like, I know it's, you know, we have to make sure that we're, one, praying. Because at some point, if all of this is true, every knee shall goddamn bow. Do you hear me? This is all you're going to be able to do at some point, you know? But I don't want to say that to scare anyone. I know I sound like a damn, like, damn, is you trying to scare me? But no, like, it's very real. And we've gotten to this point simply because we have been heavily distracted. Not only that, Kamala, strong black woman. Kamala had, even Joe Biden, right? I would say Joe Biden's very, the only thing I would say about Joe, if you're a transitional president, say that. If you knew that you wasn't going to, you know, run for election on the second term, that could have been easily said. Some of the Democrats around him could have easily persuaded or just kind of make that aware so that whoever is needed to step into the primary or whatever, they could already be preparing, right? And a lot of people are saying that it probably wouldn't have been Kamala. Whether it had been Kamala or not, we would have had a better chance to prepare ourselves. She had a short term. She did amazing and still had to act as vice president. Meanwhile, you know, Trump has been at it past 2 years or so or more, and been dealing with a lot with these felony charges, but still pushing forward, you know. So that was detrimental, I would feel like, to the Democrat Party, you know. And one thing I will say about the difference between those Democrats and the Republicans, right? They stay united. Democrats, we don't. We point fingers. We start fighting with each other. We have to stop doing that. You know, that's why I encourage people to, you don't have to be a political junkie to kind of know what's going on, but read, get involved and stay active with this, because we need more people to be educated on what's going on in politics. And it's very confusing now more than ever, but you have to stay educated. So the white people, though, Republicans, I should say, they're gonna stick together. And what's so crazy is even ever since Obama, that shook up the Republican Party, because a lot of people, I felt like you had half the Republican Party, clearly white supremacists, saying no, right? And gave every reason why they should say no. But you had other people that were like, oh no, I'm a little nervous, but we'll see. He got in office, he was elected, people were mad. You know, he got reelected. Some of the Republicans would say, oh, he's not that bad, you know. Again, white supremacists were like, no. He got out of office, right? And here comes Trump taking credit for Obama's run, right? And that's another thing people have to realize. When you're dealing with policies, things that affect a large population, i.e. not only the United States, but the world, because we are literally one of the largest superpowers, change happens. Some things are quick, but certain changes take over time. And I want to, I'm definitely going to do a follow-up with this pod, with this session, because I wanted to talk about cultural shifts, which is what we are experiencing right now, or probably about to experience. And cultural shifts take time. And we have went through a few cultural shifts, and especially if you're a millennial, we've been through hell in the past couple of years, that some things wouldn't have happened in our, you know, our parents' lifetime. You know what I'm saying? That only one thing, but we've went through a lot. So I'll discuss those and what that means and, you know, the things that we have to be aware of in cultural shifts. But we're about to encounter one. And those changes affects our kids, those of us who have kids, right? But we've experienced a lot in these past years, and everything is happening so fast. People don't understand that. So when you look back on Trump coming to office, he's taking credit for Obama's economy or effects of some of his policies and his work in his economy. A president getting in the office 4 years, they really kind of set the scene up for the next president, right? And that president either keep policies that are working or change it, regardless of how they feel. That's how democracy works. You know, you have opposing sides, they have different things, but if it works for the people, you keep that, right? Majority of the people, you keep that. And so you have him in office doing all these things and saying all this stuff, speaking to these people who really honestly just want to stay in power at the end of the day. So we have to be vigilant and diligent on making sure that we protect ourselves, we pour into ourselves. Shit about to get real in this, you know. And if you're experiencing, I'm no way an expert on, you know, coping with depression or anxiety. But I know I definitely have felt it. You know, right now my damn anxiety is through the roof. Honestly, real talk. And I say go to your safe spaces. Pray. Talk about it. It's the reason why these sessions are important for me, for Will and I. It's uncomfortable, but it's therapeutic for us, I should say. And hopefully it reaches people, you know, people that we know or people we don't know. You know, go to your safe space. Do what you need to do. Feel how you need to feel. Whatever and whoever you believe in, meditate, pray. Just protect yourselves. Pour into yourselves. Know that all Black people ain't against you. At this time, I feel like honestly, since I've been out and seeing Black people, they see me and I've... It's like that look we always give each other when if we in the room and something ain't right. You know how people look, we look at each other and we like, mm-hmm. It's like when I've seen so many Black people and they're just like, it's like an understanding. And that's our power, y'all. Like, I love, when I tell you I love us so much, I love my people. I really, really do. We're not perfect. We got flaws, but I love us so, 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 so much. So shout out to our Black women, especially. You know, we are the most unprotected demographic in the world. The world. Not just United States, the world. It's Black women. And we have educated, strong, resilient Black women. And I've been hearing a lot of people on the internet say, it's time for us to, it's time for Black women to rest and let them figure it out and pour into themselves and moving forward, let them figure it out. Because Black women has been uplifting and carrying a lot of shit on the backs for this country, for Black men, for children, everything. So Black, white women, everything. So y'all, Black women, if you listening, take your rest, queen. Pour into yourself. I love y'all. I have a strong Black mother. So I listen, strong Black women, period, in my family. So like, I love y'all. But yeah, I just want to get on and kind of let everybody know to check their bulbs, be aware. Don't argue with people online because, you know, like going back to that real quick, now, you know, sometimes it is real people that are saying some of the most unhinged shit just for likes, views, and all this shit. Like, literally, if you really think about that whole term, selling your soul, you know, we talk about celebrities and shit, like, yeah, y'all not even celebrities, but you're trying to get likes and views, and now, if you monetizing your shit, cool, but even that comes to a point where you say enough is enough, like, I don't really, if I make a tweet or whatever go viral, I might jump in them comments for a minute just to see, but I don't read all that shit is... You don't want to expose yourself to what people's opinions about you are saying. I recently said something on one of the MAGA podcasters' clip, and I said some stuff. And when I tell you, they didn't call me all niggas and fags and all that stuff. First of all, I'm built tough. That shit really don't bother me because half the time when people say that shit online, they would never say that shit to your face, especially not mine. But even though I'm resilient, I know I don't want to read that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day. So do yourself a favor and, you know, limit your social media engagements, especially during this time. You know, stay informed, but limit all of the back and forth trying to get people to see your points and your opinions. Fuck them. You know, protect yourself, because that shit is damaging. That shit has shaped how our culture is online today. Why people feel like what they see is so real. We have so much misinformation and stuff. So, you know, just make sure that you are checking your bulb. Make sure that light is on. And if it's not on, make sure you get it on and become aware. And make sure it's on in those situations so you know how to protect yourself. So, I don't think I got shit else to say to y'all. I mean, with this time changing, holidays approaching, you know, it's a lot of shit going on. I'm still kind of dealing with, you know, the passing of my grandfather. It's a lot of stuff going on in my family. Hard to stay connected sometimes because people are so just dealing with their own things. And it's hard right now. So it's hard, but it's challenging. I would say I'm definitely not going to give up. I don't think anyone should just give up on just making sure that you are staying connected where it matters the most. Your faith, God, your family, your friends. And call and check on someone, you know. Sometimes a little text or a call means a lot. But, all right, y'all. This is all I have for right now. Grammy nominations is coming out this week. Really not even excited about that shit. What else is going on? I don't know too much shit going on. But anyway, I digress. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. The sessions, like I said, they will be random. I'm not sure when Will will do his, but make sure you show him love. I will be watching to see what he's up to, what he's talking about. But I hope I was able to kind of turn some lights on, shed some lights, reassure some people or whatever. You're not alone if you felt how I felt. And we will get through this. So, peace, love, chicken grease. All right, however it go. Talk to y'all later. Bye.